Hi, my name is Aryeh Kaplan, and today we're going to be studying Shkalim, Chapter 4, Mishnahs 8 and 9. So the Mishnah begins, Hamakdish Nechasim, one who consecrated his possessions, Vahayu Bahen Devarim Ru'oyen Al-Gabi HaMisbeach, and amongst his possessions were things that could go theoretically directly onto the altar, Yenos, wine, Shmanim, oils, Ophos, and fowl. So Rabbi Elazar Omer, Rabbi Elazar says, so the Beis HaMikdash sells it as people come to someone says, I need wine, or I need oil, or I need birds. So the Beis HaMikdash sells it for people who need that particular item. And then once all these items were sold, they put together all that money, and they bring olos, full burnt offerings, with that money. Ushar nechasim yipalu levedek habayis. And anything else, things that were not suitable for the altar, like a table or a chair or something like that, that they use, that goes towards temple upkeep. Mishnah 9. Achas l'shloshem yom misharin et alishka. So once every 30 days they would set the price. So the temple was often buying wine and oils and flour and all this type of stuff for the Beit HaMikdash, for karbanos, for the sacrifices. And so once every 30 days they would work out with the dealers, they would set the price for the upcoming 30 days. Kol hamakabala v'safik slasos. So anybody who accepted upon themselves to supply fine flour, me'arbav. Let's say he made a deal that the Beit HaMikdash will pay, let's say, $1 and get 4 ounces of flour. Amnu mishalosh, yisafik me'arba. And if, for whatever happens during that month, the price changes, that $1 only really gets you 3 ounces, he is still obligated to supply 4 ounces. Mishalosh. Let's say the Beis HaMikdash made a deal with somebody that $1 will buy them 3 ounces of fine flour. Va'amdu me'arba. And all of a sudden, throughout the month, really $1 gets you 4. Yisavek me'arba. Then the fellow who purchased, who's supplying it, must supply 4. Shiyad hekdesh al heliona. The Beis HaMikdash always has the upper hand. No matter what happens with the pricing, the Beis HaMikdash always gets the better deal. And that's something that when somebody goes into business with the Beis HaMikdash, they have to know that. And similarly, v'mitlia soles. Let's say, for example, the fine flour became wormy, hilialo. So he can't say, oh, you Beis HaMikdash didn't cleave it properly. Nope. Becomes wormy no matter what. He's got to supply more. V'mhechmitz hayayin. Let's say the wine became soured or something like that. Hechmitz lo. It becomes soured on his behalf. He can't say, oh, you Beis HaMikdash didn't keep the wine properly. Nope. He's got to resupply it. V'einu makabla et mosav ad she'ev hamizbeach meratze. And the final rule is that even if the things didn't go bad, no matter what, not until this fine flour, this wine was used for karbanos, only after the fine flour was used and the wine was used, then he finally gets his money. But he does not get his money until all the stuff was properly used on the mizbeach. That concludes the fourth chapter. I hope everyone has a great day.